you're invited to our California Mission Pilgrimage June 26th to July 3rd. See the description for more details. Now let's pray.
Deus in natutorium meum intente,
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina,
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto,
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
All you who long to see the Christ, lift up your eyes to heaven's height, for there you will behold the sign of his eternal majesty. This star in light and beauty bright outshines the circle of the sun. It brings glad tidings to the earth that God in mortal flesh has come. Lo, Persian magi from the east, the gateway of the rising sun, discern with wise and learned skill the royal standard of the king. This great one, who is he, they ask, the sovereign ruler of the stars. Celestial hosts before him quake, the light and skies obey his will. Some noble wonder we behold, that knows no limit, end or death. Sublime, exalted, boundless one, more ancient than the heights and depths. The King of nations, this is he, and sovereign King of Israel, pledged to their father Abraham and his descendants evermore. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be revealed to nations on this day, with God the Father ever blessed and loving Spirit ever one. Amen.
We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. It is good to give thanks to the Lord, to make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your truth in the watches of the night. On the 10-stringed lyre and the lute, with the murmuring sound of the harp, your deeds, O Lord, have made me glad. For the work of your hands I shout with joy. O Lord, how great are your works, how deep are your designs. The foolish man cannot know this, and the fool cannot understand. Though the wicked spring up like grass, and all who do evil thrive, they are doomed to be eternally destroyed, but you, Lord, are eternally on high. See how your enemies perish, all evildoers are scattered. To me you give the wild ox's strength, you anoint me with the purest oil. My eyes looked in triumph on my foes, My ears heard gladly of their fall. The just will flourish like the palm tree, and grow like a Lebanon cedar. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. Still bearing fruit when they are old, still full of sap, still green, to proclaim that the Lord is just. In him my rock there is no wrong. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. We do well to sing to your name, Most High, and proclaim your mercy at daybreak. Extol the greatness of our God. Give ear, O heavens, while I speak. Let the earth hearken to the words of my mouth. May my instruction soak in like the rain, and my discourse permeate like the dew, like a downpour upon the grass, like a shower upon the crops. For I will sing the Lord's renown, O proclaim the greatness of our God. The rock, how faultless are his deeds, how right all his ways, a faithful God without deceit, how just and upright he is. Yet basely has he been treated by his degenerate children, a perverse and crooked race. Is the Lord thus to be repaid by you, O stupid and foolish people? Is he not your Father who created you? Has he not made you and established you? Think back on the days of old. Reflect on the years of age upon age. Ask your father and he will inform you. Ask your elders and they will tell you. When the Most High assigned the nations their heritage, when he parceled out the descendants of Adam, he set up the boundaries of the peoples after the number of the sons of God. While the Lord's own portion was Jacob, his hereditary share was Israel. He found them in a wilderness, a wasteland of howling desert. He shielded them and cared for them, guarding them as the apple of his eye. As an eagle incites its nestlings forth by hovering over its brood, so he spread his wings to receive them and bore them up on his pinions. The Lord alone was their leader. No strange God was with him. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Extol the greatness of our God. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Your majesty is praised above the heavens.
on the lips of children and of babes. You have found praise to foil your enemy, to silence the foe and the rebel. When I see the heavens, the work of your hands, the moon and the stars which you arranged, what is man that you should keep him in mind? Mortal man that you care for him. Yet you have made him little less than a god. With glory and honor you crowned him. Gave him power over the works of your hands. Put all things under his feet. All of them, sheep and cattle. Yes, even the savage beasts, birds of the air and fish that make their way through the waters. How great is your name, O Lord our God, through all the earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. How wonderful is your name, O Lord, in all creation.
Wisdom is the refulgence of eternal light, the spotless mirror of the power of God, the image of his goodness. And she who is one can do all things, and renews everything while herself perduring, and passing into holy souls from age to age, she produces friends of God and prophets. All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Men and women of every nation will serve him.
They will bow down in worship.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All the kings of the earth will bow down in worship.
Quid mihi et tibi est mulier, non dum venit hora mea, et convertit aquam in vinum, et crediderunt in eum discipuli eius, et manifestavit gloriam suam. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Quid mihi et tibi est mulier, non dum venit hora mea, et convertit aquam in vinum, et credideerunt in eum discipuli eius. Hoc initium seniorum fecit Iesus, et manifestavit gloriam suam.
Let us give glory to Christ, the image of God, as we call upon him in faith. Christ, Son of God, hear us. Son of God, you showed us the Father's love. Reveal him to men and women through the love we show toward one another. You revealed yourself as Lord of life. Now grant us the fullness of your life. Let our bodies be signs of your life as we bear your dying in our flesh. Illuminate our hearts with the brilliant knowledge of God's light.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Almighty ever-living God, who were pleased to shine forth with new light through the coming of your only begotten Son, grant, we pray, that just as he was pleased to share our bodily form through the childbearing of the Virgin Mary, so we too may one day merit to become companions in his kingdom of grace, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Thank you for praying with me. On June 26th, Sing the Hours will be embarking on a journey of prayer and pilgrimage. Join me in the Way of St. Junipero Serra, singing our way through the California missions. We'll be taking a private charter bus from Los Angeles to San Jose, visiting a dozen missions and holy sites along the way while exploring the sun-kissed hills, beaches, and wineries of coastal California. I was born and raised here, and I'm so excited to fellowship with you, grow in faith and charity, and show you all the riches, both natural and spiritual, that California has to offer. Seats on the bus are limited, so sign up to reserve your spot today. God bless.